Well, it won't be long before football season is up on us. We know we've already seen some spring practices, things like that. But it will be a new day at the Big House when that begins, because the University of Michigan will have alcohol sales. The Board of Regents voted to implement a Class C liquor license at the Big House beginning August 31st. But they do say it's something that they will be closely monitoring. Will this lead to problems, or is it a good thing? Steve Courtney, WJR sports analyst, joining us on this Friday morning. Happy Friday, sir.
Back at you there, Guy. Hello again, everyone. Yeah, there's a story involving alcohol. Let's bring in Courtney. Here's the deal.
Are you saying you were typecast?
You know, this is how it happens, you guys. I don't know how else to get around it. This conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys, kicked off another $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes.
We have experts on this show, sir. That's why we have you here. We have experts on
senior sports analyst.
Research depth.
That being said, folks, let me just say this. You got to be an expert in something. And here we go. M. Go Brew. Indeed. For the first time, alcohol will be sold at Michigan Stadium for the Wolverine football games beginning this very season. This announcement coming just yesterday afternoon after the Board of Regents voted to implement a Class C liquor license at the Big House starting August 31st, as you alluded to, Guy, with a home football game against Fresno State. Now, remember, last October, the Board of Regents began the process when they approved the university asking the Michigan Liquor Control Commission for liquor licenses for U of M's three primary athletic venues. Obviously, Michigan Stadium, Yost Ice Arena, and, of course, Chrysler Center. Now we've got this. Among the findings that helped the board make the decision to move forward was, and I'm quoting here, there have been no reported behavioral issues related to drunken behavior or medical responses related to alcohol at either venue since the implementation. This according to the release. And in case you're wondering, revenue, and it will be rather massive, from the sales will primarily go toward operational expenses, and a portion will go to the university to assist in the funding of campus research projects. And with this, I believe Nebraska is the only Big Ten school that does not permit alcohol sales during athletic events. So Michigan on board. Now, what do you say we shift our focus to what is a very tragic and bizarre story at Valhalla? You folks have been all over it since it broke. And it involves world number one, Scottie Scheffler. And tragically, there was that pedestrian struck and killed by a shuttle bus. That going on around 5 o'clock this morning. Long story short, Scottie Scheffler, making his way to Valhalla, made his way around the crash scene, was asked to stop by law enforcement. He did not.
Well, it wasn't actually the crash scene. We should be careful with that, Steve, because it sounds like it was at the entrance to the club where a tour bus had been stopped, and he was going around that. This
right.
crash scene was
further
elsewhere.
Down.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But the fact of the matter is he was asked by the Louisville Metro Police to stop. He did not, at which point law enforcement officer basically clung to the vehicle and eventually got Scottie Scheffler out and handcuffed. As you guys alluded to, he has been processed complete with mugshot, and he is supposed to have a 10:08 tee time. But let me just say this. As far as the weather goes in Louisville, it is going to be an extremely soggy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to keep tabs on whether or not this second round is able to go on. You know, here's a guy, Scottie Scheffler, striking the ball so well. He began his first round yesterday with an eagle 2 on the par 4 first hole. And now you go from that extreme to what he's dealing with now. And it remains to be seen. And I heard you folks talking not that long ago. I find it hard to believe that Scottie Scheffler is going to be available to play golf today.
He's reportedly, but from ESPN, heading back to the course as we speak.
And he has been released, which for charges this serious is a little unusual.
It is.
They wouldn't do that here in Detroit, I can
no
tell
way.
You that.
Mm-mm.
Well, at the gist of our conversation, by and large, I think we all know that when law enforcement asks you to do something, you pretty much
basically
do it. Now,
do it, yeah.
What were the extenuating circumstances?
If you know it's law enforcement.
That we don't know.
Was he listening to the radio? Did he not hear the police officer? And, of course, there was an ESPN reporter, Jeff Darlington, on the scene. And according to his account, when Scheffler was removed from the vehicle and being placed in handcuffs, Scheffler looked at him and said, "Can you help me?" I don't know what a guy like Jeff Darlington would have been able to do in that situation.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was the law enforcement folks saying, "Look, back away. He's going to jail."
Yeah, Darlington claimed in an earlier account that Scottie didn't know that the man was law enforcement.
And the law enforcement apparently didn't know that was Scottie Scheffler either.
Well, regardless, it just goes back to the old argument that nobody's above the law. But, you know, that being said, I would imagine that Scottie Scheffler, being him, had his legal representation on this case pretty much immediately. So if he has been released, as you say, okay. But where does this leave him for his 10:08 tee time? If he's making his way back to the course,
it's a road rally.
You get the impression he's going to participate.
Yeah.
I mean, I will be tuning in.
And is he getting a ride from the police?
Right.
Back to the course.
This police is escort? This is unbelievable. The world number one.
Of all the possible scenarios going into this second round, I didn't have this.
No.
There is wasn't on your bingo card.
This
is a felony assault charge that he's facing.
Which
second degree assault. They say the officer did have minor injuries. The threshold for assault is serious injuries.
Mm. Curious, how did he assault him? I know we don't have
charging.
Time, but I don't get it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Have a wonderful weekend, folks.
You too.
Continued coverage throughout the day on WJR on everything and all besides Scottie Scheffler. All talk is next at 6 a.m. We'll see you at 9 a.m. We'll see you bright and early Monday.